I'm here with Wendy, and we're at Tender Greens, which is like one of my favorite places in this world.
Same. It has become one of my favorite places recently.
I get like the kids grilled cheese from when I became vegetarian.
Wow.
And yeah, Wendy's like...
I'm not getting anything for right now, but I like the grilled... What is it? Tuna?
The ahi tuna.
Yeah. It's really good. 10 out of 10 recommended. So if you ever come over here, definitely get a plate.
So like we kind of came up with the idea to like have this podcast because like we're both very creative like artist people.
Hey, we painted a lot
last year when we were living together. But
we both like to write
and we like talked about, because we're both like business boss ladies too, that we had wanted to do like some sort of project together. So this is kind of like our first step towards doing that.
Our little experiment.
Let's see how this goes. But so we wanted to talk about like in this segment, we thought it would be cool to like, because we were actually to introduce us, because we were actually at dinner with like my dad's client's daughter and like her friend, and her friend was asking me and Wendy like, y'all are like so close now, like how did you meet, like how can I basically like how can I have this too, and like how can I have like such a good friendship like this one. So Wendy like gave a pretty good explanation.
Really? Did I? Well, actually from my perspective, like how we got to know each other was because of first year roommate situation. So we were all in this like Facebook group where all the girls kind of just picked their future roommates, and then both Lexi and I picked the other third roommate who is kind of out of our lives now.
We won't say her name in case she for some reason ever listens to this.
We love her, no hard feelings.
Like, we're just not close. Yeah, we're just not close.
It's okay. But yeah, so we both picked this girl, so the three of us became roommates. And then in my first quarter, I was pledging. I was never in a room. So like
pledging, explain what pledging is.
For AFIO, for pledging for like a co-ed fraternity.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time out of the dorm, just socializing, being a good freshman. And then Lexi and the other roommate were actually pretty good friends. And then I never thought that eventually Lexi and I would become better friends. totally out of expectation. And then there were kind of some dramas that happened in the room for like...
We won't go into boys, like many adolescent girls, or keeping schedules sanitary.
Oh my god, that makes us sound disgusting. Organizing,
like, basically we all our room also had a bathroom, and like just like we were complete savages like that
I
year.
Feel like everyone was a savage everyone in their first year who was not
But
yeah, there were just dramas happening, and then their friendship kind of would just start to go down from that time.
Took a steep decline.
Yep. And then that came to the time of like second year roommate, like pairing.
Like, yeah. So basically, like how it works at UCLA, which like not a lot of people know, is that like, and I think it works pretty differently at other schools.
Oh, really?
Which is that like, we choose our roommates for the next year, like in winter.
Yeah.
You kind of have to decide like what your situation will be.
Yeah.
So Wendy and I, like neither of us really had someone that we were gonna live with. Like I had another friend named Sarah who I was gonna live with, but then like
she's still taking French class, by the way.
She's still taking French
class. Not in the class, but
Sarah like had a different financial situation than me and like wanted a different kind of room, so we decided to not live together, which is for the best because we had a falling out later. Yeah. It's just like first year was full of like
things are meant to be the way they are, so it's okay. But Wendy and I
think we were in Covell actually, and we were talking
we were talking
and like we were like, hey, like do you want to like just live together again, because like we were very similar how we lived,
we're
and like
peaceful beings.
Very peaceful, and then we got along, so we were like, we'll just live together again.
So here we go, second year.
And then like we just like second year, I feel like we just start doing a lot more stuff together because we live together, and like
yeah, we like bonded over. Like, I don't remember. I don't think there's like a specific thing that
we
bonded over.
It was a very like natural.
Yeah, like natural. We just like keep like doing things together, eating dinner or lunch or like painting, go to like this or that event, and then we just bonded over like slowly.
Yeah,
slowly.
We just realized like it was a vibe. Like it really, it was a vibe. Like it was just that we got along so well. And, like we were like, I don't know, like. I think when you know, it's like when you know, you know. Like
yeah, same with guys.
Same like, with guys too. Like when you know, you know. That's like, I don't know. That describes many relationships.
Yeah.
But like, I think like, I remember Wendy, like I took a quarter off of school last year, like because of some personal stuff. And I remember when I came back, I saw this like thing on my bed or on my desk. And I was like, what the fuck is this fucking trash?
I just like, throw it away.
I'm just gonna fucking throw this away.
You throw it away.
And then I looked in it and it was like a bag full of all my favorite snacks. And like, it was like all my favorite like candies and snackies and stuff. And it had like a little like note with a turtle on it that said you can do it, which I still have. That's like in my room now. I remember thinking that was so sweet. That like such a Wendy thing.
It kind of, when I was buying the package, I was kind of surprised that I actually knew what you like to eat.
I know. I like, actually recently made Wendy like a Halloween package, and I like knew like what candies and stuff she wanted.
Because I feel like a lot of times, like when it comes to dating, we kind of just talk about it with guys. Like we make conversations about like, oh, what do you like? We ask questions. But it's like roommates, we kind of just observe.
You just
kind of
know,
and then
because
know
like,
it.
And also you
and
see,
we share
you see all those wrappers
too.
In the trash
yeah.
can. I'm like,
no, I know you like that.
My tender bean.
Oh, her tender bean is here. So she's waiting for her delicious dinner because now she's a vegetarian, and then living in a house means that there's not much vegetarian options, so she has to get another dinner to satisfy her.
I'm just gonna give a pro tip really quickly. The grilled cheese at this Tender Greens, which is the Westwood Tender Greens, is better than the grilled cheese at other Tender Greens branches.
Tried?
Yeah.
Wait, what's the difference?
It just like in the other Tender Greens branches, they don't cook the cheese the same way. Like,
do
it's
they
not...
have the same cheese and the same bread?
Yeah, but they don't cook it as well. So yeah, pro tip, if you're thinking about trying it, try it
especially
here.
Especially if you go to UCLA, definitely try to come over here and try it.
But yeah, but I think like, I don't know. And then like some people, like pretty much everyone that meets us like asks us like, oh, why are you not living together now? Because like, which is like a sad thing to talk about. Which was like, it was just a weird situation where I kind of wanted to live in the house, and like that was an experience I wanted to have, and that's like an experience that you can only have like when you're an undergrad,
yeah.
like, and you only have one chance to do it, like, or you have 4 years, but you have like one time in your life where you can do that kind of thing, and like, I totally would recommend it, by the way, for like anyone in Greek life.
I totally understand. If I'm in a Greek life, I would choose to live.
No,
in the
I
house
always
too.
Tell people that in like in a perfect world, like Wendy would be an AKO, and like she could live with me, and like live with me and my roommate right now, Emily. We could like have a triple.
Really,
that would be really fun.
But it's fine. Like I live in the house of like four other girls who are like all older than I am. They kind of like take care of me, take care of the house. I feel really lucky to live with them too. So I think things work in a very good,
end up working very well.
Yeah.
And like, we're like 80% sure we're gonna live together next year.
We just have to find the right
place.
But right
like, house hunters.
If you are ever interested in rooming with us, DM us.
DM.
We'll consider. Yeah. You wanna eat dinner?
Yeah, I think
this is a good try.
I think I'm gonna eat dinner.
Yeah. We'll continue this, like,
to be continued next episode.
See you next time.